Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. I thought the music fitting because this is more of a Halloween story, really, than something you'd hear in the summer. Harken back a few years, and you'll remember the fight over Ted Williams' head because he wanted it frozen. And there were rumors for years that Walt Disney had had his head frozen so he could be reanimated once it was medically possible. That was a rumor. He actually was cremated shortly after he died. All that aside, a neuroscientist in Italy claims that transplanting the head of a living person is now possible.
And you really believe that you can bring life to the dead?
In fact, they've been trying it on animals since the 70s. And it's been successful, at least a little bit. Now, they did it to a monkey. It lived for several days, but it was paralyzed because there was no way to connect the head to the body's spinal cord.
Sponge.
Give
me some retraction.
Now the doctors say it's possible. To do it, they use an extremely sharp surgical knife to cut the spinal cord. Then immediately attach the head by fusing two cords together with a type of plastic called polyethylene glycol. It's been used to reconnect spinal cords on dogs, and it works. So the doctors think it could work on people too.
It's alive!
It's obviously a lot harder than that, because they also have to reconnect bones, tissue, and millions of nerves. But the idea is you could potentially give a paralyzed person a whole new body.
I remember my body. Flabby, pasty skin, riddled with phlebitis.
But it does make you think for a minute, if they've got the technology to do that, couldn't they just fix the paralysis? According to the surgeon, it would probably cost you about $13 million. And we're even further away from putting a cryogenically frozen head onto another body. That's a whole different story. But people that were laughed at in the past for having their heads frozen, who knows? He who laughs last laughs 150 years from now. And that's my commentary, thanks to the gang at Gun Corps, with a stack of new classes and new stuff coming into the shop every day. It's a must-see, it really is. If you're a weapons aficionado of any kind, or you're just really curious, they'd love to meet you. Head on down to Old College, it's just behind J. Cody's and Chicken Oil, or you can visit them online too. It's gun-corps, C-O-R-P-S, gun-corps.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.